Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live FX lesson on subtle vinyl stop moments in drum and bass outros. Now, when people hear vinyl stop, they usually imagine that huge DJ trick where the entire track falls on its face. In DNB, especially at 170 to 175 BPM, that can feel corny fast, or worse, it can wreck your low end and smear your transients. So today we're going for something more surgical, fast, tasteful, phrase aligned, and mix safe. Here's the mindset that changes everything. Think perceptual stop, not literal stop. The listener just needs to feel that the tune is ending or handing off. You can sell that feeling with a small pitch droop, quick transient removal, and clean tail management. If you do only a big pitch dive with the transient still slamming at full level, it doesn't read like turntable inertia. It reads like broken warping. We're going to build three approaches. First, a master safe micro stop by printing audio and using warp plus a transpose envelope. Second, a real time vibe stop using a delay time pitch dive trick. Third, a pro hybrid stop only the tops while the sub stays stable, which is the club safe way to get the vibe without the system doing something weird. Before any devices, let's do arrangement first thinking. In drum and bass, the best stops are basically punctuation. Place them at a phrase boundary, after the final 16 or 32 bar phrase, on the last snare, the last full bar hit, or right after a final crash or ride. Another great spot is the last two beats of a bar, where you do a tiny drag that signals we're done without turning it into a gimmick. And if you want to stay DJ friendly, put the stop on the final musical hit, then leave 4 to 8 bars of simple tail afterwards, hats, air, a little noise, stable tempo. That way it feels like an ending, but it's still mixable. Alright, method 1. The clean printed vinyl stop. This is the one I trust when I need it to work every time. Create a new audio track and name it FX Print. Set audio from to resampling. Arm it. Now play and record the last 1 to 4 bars of your outro, including the exact hit you want to grab. Record a little earlier than you think you need. That gives you options, because the exact transient you choose matters a lot. Once you've recorded it, select the clip and consolidate it so it's one clean piece of audio. Then open the clip and turn warp on. Now choose a warp mode based on what you printed. If it's basically the full mix, Complex Pro is usually safest, because it holds together better. If it's drum heavy, especially break heavy, try beats mode with preserve set to transients, because it can keep the bite. But listen carefully, Complex Pro can blur, beats can chatter. If either sounds nasty, print a smaller slice and try again. Next, set your clip start exactly on the transient you want to stop on. This is one of those advanced producer details. A vinyl stop that starts slightly late feels like lag. A stop that starts right on the hit feels intentional. Now we build the stop with a clip envelope. In the clip view, go to envelopes, choose clip, then transpose, and draw a short pitch dive. The secret word is short. At 174 BPM, a micro stop can be as tiny as an eighth note. A standard subtle outro cue is often a quarter note. A half bar can work, but it's easy to make the tune feel like it tripped, so use that sparingly. For the amount, start at 0 semitones, and dive to somewhere between minus 5 and minus 12. Subtle is minus 5 to minus 8. Noticeable is minus 10 to minus 12. If you want a little record wobble, don't just slam to the final value and hold. Ease it down, and then maybe relax back a tiny bit right at the end, like minus 12 up to minus 10 for a moment. That slight recovery can feel like mechanical inertia rather than a cartoon drop. Now to sell the illusion, we don't rely on pitch alone. We shape volume, tone, and stereo. On the FX Print track, at EQ 8 first, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. That's not about changing the sound as much as protecting headroom and stopping the warp from generating sub garbage. If the printed stop gets boxy, do a gentle dip, maybe 2 to 4 dB, around 200 to 350 Hz. Next, add a saturator. Drive 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on. This helps the stop transient read through a loud master, because you're controlling the peak in a musical way. Optionally, add auto filter. Do a gentle low-pass sweep during the stop, like starting around 18 kHz and moving down to somewhere like 8 to 12 kHz. Deep resonance subtle, around 0.2 to 0.6. That slight dulling mimics friction, like the air is getting pulled down with a platter. Then add utility. And here's a counterintuitive trick. Automate width narrower during the stop. Try 100% down to 60 or 80. Vinyl stops often feel narrower, and it also makes the moment more mono-compatible. Now one of the most important coach notes. Manage the transient. If the transient stays full blast while you pitch dive, It can sound like a warp error, so automate a very fast gain dip right after the hit. Think 10 to 40 milliseconds. You're basically letting the hit speak, then quickly removing the punch so the tail and the pitch droop can do the storytelling. Once the printed stop sounds right, replace the original audio for that moment. Mute your original tracks just for the stop hit and tail, and let the printed clip take over. Treat it like an FX one-shot, because that's what it is now. And use fades like a mastering engineer. Put a tiny fade in, 3 to 8 milliseconds, on the printed stop clip to avoid clicks or DC-ish thumps. And on any noisy tail, do a short fade out, maybe 20 to 80 milliseconds, to avoid little spikes. Quick warning, limiter behavior matters. If your master limiter is working hard, your stop can swell weirdly because the limiter releases into the tail. If that happens, pull the printed stop clip down 1 to 3 dB or route it to a pre-master bus so you can gain stage before the master chain. Alright, method 2, the real time delay time pitch dive. This one is fast, vibey, and it can sound very youngly on breaks. Make a return track called stop. Put Ableton delay on it. Turn link off. Set left time around 10 to 30 milliseconds and right time around 12 to 45 milliseconds to keep it wide, but not insane. Feedback low, like 0 to 15%. And since it's a return, set dry slash wet to 100%. After that, add EQ 8. High pass it hard, like 150 to 300 Hz. That's the big rule. Don't let the sub go into this effect, because delay time pitching in the low end can turn into a blurry mess and mess with the club's perception of weight. Optionally low pass around 10 to 14 kHz to keep it smooth. Add utility if you want to control width, maybe keep it around 70 to 100%. Now the performance move. Automate the send from your drums and music bus into the stop return right on the final hit. Then automate the delay time upward quickly. Longer delay time equals lower perceived pitch. For example, go from 15 milliseconds up to 60, even 120 milliseconds, over an eighth note to a quarter note. Then immediately fade the send back to zero so you don't end up with slapback echo hanging around. This method is not as clean and repeatable as printing, but it's got attitude. And if you high pass it and treat it as a top layer trick, it can be perfect. Now method 3, the pro hybrid. Stop the tops, keep the sub stable. This is how you get the vinyl stop vibe without the low end doing that gulp sound on a big system. Split your mix into two buses. One is bus tops. Put your breaks, hats, percussion, music layers, atmos, vocals, effects in there. The other is bus LOW, sub bass, low res layer, and maybe the low part of the kick if you need it. Now apply the stop only to bus tops. You can do the printed warp method just for the tops, or you can do the delay time dive return but only feed it from the tops bus. Either way, your stop lives up top. Then shape bus LOW so it ends musically without pitching. You can automate utility gain down over half a bar to a bar, or write a deliberate last sub note. Hold the root for half a bar or a bar, then do a quick volume ramp down, like 50 to 200 milliseconds, right after the stop. That makes it feel intentional, like the sub is concluding the story rather than accidentally continuing. If you want the low to tuck out with tone instead of level, you can low pass it down to around 120 to 250 Hz near the end. The point is, no pitch dive on the sub. Keep it stable and controlled. Now let's add realism, because realism is what makes a subtle stop actually read as a stop. Option 1. Use a vinyl crackle sample on its own track, fade it in just before the stop, and let it hang for about a bar after. Keep it low. This is seasoning. Option 2. Build noise with operator. Set operator to noise. Band pass it with auto filter around 2 to 8 kHz and keep it really quiet, like minus 30 to minus 20 dB. Automate a tiny swell. And here's a sound design extra that's super convincing. Make the noise follow the dive. Automate the band pass center downward during the stop, matching the pitch curve timing. It gives the feeling of friction changing as the platter slows. Want one more microscopic realism trick? Add a tiny needle touch tick, a click sample or a super short noise burst, high passed, placed 1 to 5 milliseconds before the main transient. It reads like the stylus or brake engaging. You won't hear a click. You'll feel the moment become physical. Now, advanced variation ideas if you want to go beyond the basic curve. Try a two-stage drag. Instead of one smooth dive, do a fast dip then a slower droop. For example, 0 to minus 4 semitones over a 32nd to a 16th note, then minus 4 down to minus 8 over an eighth to a quarter. That feels mechanical, like it catches and then loses momentum. Or do a micro pre-echo fake-out, duplicate your printed stop clip. Nudge it 10 to 30 milliseconds earlier, low pass it hard like 3 to 6 kHz, and keep it very low in level, like minus 18 to minus 24 dB. Psychoacoustically, it creates a grab before the stop without sounding like a delay. If you're doing breakbeats and you're worried the hit disappears during the stop, put drum busts before the stop processing on the tops bus and add some transient, like plus 5 to plus 15. It helps the hit speak even as the pitch drops. And a super mix safe variant, stop only the room. Send only your reverb return or ambience bus into the stop effect, not the dry drums. The groove stays intact, but the space collapses in pitch. It's subtle, modern, and really hard to mess up. Common mistakes to avoid. Number 1. Stopping the sub with the tops. Pitch diving the sub is the fastest way to smear low end and lose control. Number 2. Making the stop too long at 174. If it's over half a bar, it can feel like the tune stumbled. Number 3. Warp artifacts. Always audition warp modes, and don't be afraid to print a smaller slice. Number 4. No arrangement justification. Random stops feel like errors. Phrase boundaries make them feel like decisions. Number 5. Going too wide, too washy. Stops often work better slightly narrower, with a controlled tail that stays mono-compatible. Speaking of mono, check mono and sub correlation right at the stop. Put utility on your master temporarily, set width to 0 and listen. If the stop disappears or goes hollow, fix your FX layer. Usually it's width automation, facey reverb, or too much stereo-only noise. Now a quick practice exercise to lock it in. Take a rolling 32-bar outro. Drums, bass, minimal atmos. Create a quarter note subtle vinyl stop on the final snare using method 1. Aim for about minus 7 semitones over a quarter note. Then redo it as a hybrid. Stop only the tops, and high pass the stopped layer to around 200 Hz. Keep the sub playing a final sustained note, and fade it out over one bar. Bounce both versions and compare. Which one feels more club correct? Which one feels more characterful, more jungle? This audio version is shortened for playback.